Thursday morning, and you know what it's time for.
And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
I think it's pretty much more like the Bagpipe Brother, because we're flying solo this morning, Bauman. Giddens is... He's under the weather.
He's blowing and going. He's blowing his nose and going to the doctor.
And the bathroom. you don't think that that's, well, I tell you, how many times do you think he goes to the restroom on a daily basis when it has to do with what he's eating?
At least three times.
Thank you.
Minimum.
That's probably a low number. I'm going over.
It depends on what he eats, too, because there's some stuff he eats. You wonder how he even survives.
He goes at least three times on how much he eats.
Yeah.
But what he eats might send him over that number. Yeah. So I'm going over on
a year expired frittata really ruins your stomach. Giddens can tell you all about that one.
Hey, let's play a little Mad Libs here. We're going to do two sets of Mad Libs today because he's not here. Am I doing both of them?
Yeah, you'll do Giddens for him.
Oh, I get to pick Giddens. Okay, I'm loving this already.
All right, this is Giddens, so keep in mind what you're going to say.
So we're going to do one now, and then we can go back to some country music and do one later.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
All right. So here's Giddens. All right. Give me a verb.
Ran to the bathroom.
An adjective.
Squinting. Is that an no, that's not an adjective, is it?
No.
Adjective. Give me some examples.
Hairy. Hungry.
Hungry would be definitely if I'm doing Giddens. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Give me a plural snack food.
A plural snack food. Prunes.
An animal.
Aardvark.
You've had anteater, now you have aardvark.
Yeah.
Give me a funny word.
Consumption.
A liquid.
You had to go there on me. Liquid. Drano.
A gross substance.
A gross substance. Poop.
A celebrity name.
The Caramels. That's his beloved Everton. What are they called? The Truffles?
All right, we'll go with Caramel as the name.
Okay.
A plural clothing item.
Let's see. How about earmuffs? That's not really clothing, is it?
It's close enough.
Okay.
A weird event.
Soccer game.
For most, that's a weird event. Not for Giddens, though. A plural noun.
Plates of food.
Plates of food? Okay. A plural object.
Goalies.
A song title.
A song title.
To be a woman?
Yeah, to be a woman. Man, I feel like a woman. That's Giddens. There you go.
A dance move.
The Dougie.
And last thing. Just for Giddens, food.
Any kind of food?
Any kind of food.
Slaw. Slaw and olives. How about that?
All right, you ready for the story?
I'm ready for the story.
The title of the story is Space Mission Gone Wrong.
Oh, Lord.
NASA hired Giddens to be the first person to run on Mars. He packed his hungry space boots and a pack of prunes and his emotional support, aardvark.
A pack of prunes. He's already in trouble.
Giddens' spaceship, the USS Consumption, ran on Drano and smelled like poop.
That is perfect right there. The spaceship consumption on poop and Drano. That's him, baby.
The mission commander, Captain Carmel, told them to buckle their earmuffs and brace for soccer game.
Oh, God.
Halfway to space, they were attacked by alien plates of food who demanded they hand over all their goalies. To distract them, Giddens played To Be a Woman on a kazoo and performed the Dougie in zero gravity. They landed safely on Mars inside a giant bowl of coleslaw and olives.
Wow. He'd love that, wouldn't he? Swimming in coleslaw. That is, what is that now? What's it called?
The space mission gone wrong.
Okay, Alex Bauman's in studio with me, and of course, we're talking Mad Libs. People seem to like this, and we did Giddens Spaceship Day, the space mission gone bad.
Yeah, the poop-filled USS consumption.
USS consumption. That is appropriately named for Giddens, all right? All right, hit me up. Here I go.
All right, give me a place.
A place?
Yes.
Auburn.
An adjective.
Hairy.
A plural noun.
Bananas.
A weird substance.
Slime.
A foreign language.
Italian.
An insulting nickname.
An insulting nickname?
Yeah.
Satan.
A plural body part.
A plural body part. Toes.
A noun.
A noun?
Yes.
Dog.
Another noun.
Bicycle.
Give me a plural animal.
Plural animal?
Yeah.
Roaches.
A plural object.
A plural object. Horseshoes.
A candy.
Baby Ruth.
A plural noun.
How about pots?
And verb.
Verb?
Yes.
Through.
Give me a different verb. That's not going to work in the statement.
Oh, okay.
I think technically that's a preposition, if not mistaken.
Upchuck.
That's a lot better. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
See,
what is this called?
So you say you never go on a vacation, right?
Oh, Lord.
This is the worst vacation ever.
And I went to Auburn. I just had to throw that in there, didn't I?
David went on a vacation to Auburn, and it was a total hairy disaster.
That leaves a wide imagination there.
First, the hotel room had a bed made of bananas and a shower full of slime.
Oh, my God.
The staff only spoke in Italian and kept calling him Satan.
Oh, my goodness. Italian people calling me Satan.
Why there's Italian people in Auburn, I do not know.
They're kickers on the soccer team.
At breakfast, they served pancakes shaped like toes and orange juice that tasted like dog.
Like dog?
Like dog.
I ain't no Georgia Bulldog. Come on now.
He tried to tour a bicycle, but got chased away by a herd of angry roaches. To relax, David went to a spa where they massaged him with hot horseshoes and covered him in melted baby Ruths.
That would not be good right there. Hot horseshoes?
Hot horseshoes.
Wow.
And melted baby Ruths.
Wow. I should have said butter.
David would give it a 1 out of 5 pots, would not upchuck again.
That's my vacation, huh?
That's your vacation.
That's what I got to look forward to.
Yeah.